नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयेत् नस्तप्रयेषु अपद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतं सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भावति नैस्तिके. बिफोर रिसाइटिंग दि श्रीमद् भागवतम विच इज वेरी मैन ऑफ कंकर्स वन शुड ऑफर रेस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस अनटू द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड नारायण and to Nara Narayana Rishi, the supermost human being, and to Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and to Srila Vyasadeva, the author. By regular attendance in classes on Srimad Bhagavatam and by rendering of service unto the pure devotees of the Lord, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service unto the personality of Godhead, whose praise with transcendental song is established as an irrevocable fact. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 19, Text 23. Is it 23 there? Chapter entitled King Prithu's 100 Horse Sacrifices. Yane Rupane Jagrihe. याने रूपाणि जगृहे इन्द्रो हया जिहिर्षया इन्द्रो हया जिहिर्षया काने पापस्य खण्डाने पापस्य खण्डाने लिङ्गं खण्डम् इहोच्यते लिङ्गं खण्डम् इहोच्यते यानि रूपाणि जगृहे इन्द्रो अया जिहिर्षया पापस्य खण्डाने लिङ्गं खण्डम् इहोच्यात् यानि रूपाणि जगृहे इन्द्रो हया जिहिर्षया तानि पापस्य खण्डाने लिङ्गं खण्डम् इहोच्यते यानि ऑल दोस विच रूपाणि फॉर्म्स जगृहे एक्सेप्टेड इन्द्रा द किंग ऑफ हेवन हया द हॉर्स Jihirsaya, with a desire to steal. Tani, all those. Papasya, of sinful activities. Sandani, signs. Lingam, the symbol. Kandam, the word. Kanda, the word Kanda. Iya, ear, Uchyate, Isai. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, whatever different forms Indra assumed as mendicant, because of his desire to seize the horse, were symbols of atheistic philosophy. But according to Vedic civilization, sannyas is one of the essential items in the program of the Varnashram institution. One should accept sannyas according to the parampara system of the acharyas. At the present moment, however, many so-called sannyasis or mendicants have no understanding of God consciousness. Such sannyas was introduced by Indra because of his jealousy of Maharaj Prithu. And what he introduced is again appearing in the age of Kali. Practically, none of the sannyasis in this age Kali are bona fide. No one can introduce any new system into the Vedic way of life. One does so out of malaise is to be known as Pasandi or atheist. In the Vaishnava Tantra, it is said, Yastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudrane Daivate Samadvenaiva Vikseta Sa Pasandi Bhavet Dhruvam. Although it is forbidden, there are many Pasandis who coin terms like Daridra Narayana and Swami Narayana, although not even such demigods as Brahma and Shiva can be equal to Narayana. Om Agyana Timurandasya Gyana Nanjana Salakaya Chaksuran Malitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhisam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swaparantikam. Vandeham Sri Gurun Sri Yudhapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sangrajatam Sahagano Raghunathan Vidam Tam Sujivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saidam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakan Vitam Cha E Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sude Devi Dvanamame Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatrubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evecha Paridanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadaro Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Yani Rupani Jagrihe Indro aya jihirsaya tane papasya khandane lingam kandam ihochyate. Whatever different forms Indra assumed as a mendicant because of his desire to say his host was symbols of atheistic philosophy. So here we are continuing to see the act of Indra, and we are seeing the purport of Srila Prabhupada, how at the present moment there are so many Pasandis posing themselves into a great religious follower. But in the same time, we should not be forgotten that there is the Varnashram system. The importance of sannyas ashram also has been given to the living entities. Finally, totally to focus every of his senses only unto the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Especially the renounced order gives so much opportunity for a person to totally devote his mind, his words and his body only unto the service of Lord Krishna. Because these three things are creating karma. The mind is creating karma, the words are creating karma, and the bodily action creating karmas. So it is recommended that three things are totally to be engaged in the service of the Lord. Where the time of death, you will have the great opportunity only to think about Krishna. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam, tajanti ante khalevaram, tam tam ivaiti kaunteya sarattat bhava bhavita. Ante khale chamam ivam smaran mukva khalevaram, yaprayati samadbhavam, yatri natri hantra samsaya. Whatever we think at the time of death, that is what is going to be our next destination. So Krishna clearly giving us this information that at the time of death, if you only interested in Krishna consciousness, only all your senses are totally together, focused into Krishna, and there is a great opportunity that for us to go back to Krishna within this very lifetime. And it's possible to do in the association of the Vaishnavas by properly following the guidelines given by the previous acharyas, our present spiritual masters, and some advanced devotee in our sampradaya. So here in the same time, we should not think, sometimes there is some criticism we hear that this brahmachari is very fanatic and the sannyasi is very fanatic. They are not so much indulging in the communication with the opposite, with the human, or whatever the thing is there. It's not that we are trying to be fanatic here. All we are trying to do here is that to not to divert our concentration toward any other thing except Krishna alone. Pumsa Sriya Midini Bhavam Itantayo Riliya Granthimahom Ado Griya Setro Sutaptavite Janasya Moham Aham Mametu. The very bodily concept of life comes in, thinking that I and mine, due to this association, the interaction between man and human. Especially in the seventh canto, it has been mentioned the man has been created to be a Maya for the woman, and women are created to be a Maya for man. In this way, but in actuality, in reality, there is nobody. Woman is not Maya, man is not Maya. Forgetfulness of Krishna is the only Maya of this world. Because that the interaction between man and woman, when it's extended more into deep bodily concept, and that bodily concept extending more into apartments, more into our children, more into our other kinslywood. In this way, it has been said to be very careful in that association. The Bhagavatam says, except three. Ashramam. The Brahmachari Ashramam, the Vanaprastha Ashramam, Sannyasa Ashramam, they have no any license, they have no any business to indulge in the association of womanly. Except the Grihastha Ashramam, they've been given a license to help each other to progress more into the spiritual life. Somebody asked Prabhupada, what is the difference between brahmachari life and a Grihastha life? Prabhupada says the brahmachari life is very sure for one to go back to Krishna. And he says the Grihastha life is more safer way to go back to Krishna. That means the brahmachari life is very sure to go back to Krishna, but there is no safe. Maybe in the age of 60 years old, you might think that I've missed something in my life and I should get married. There is no safe that you can make it. But if we can make it, it's very sure that the path of liberation has been given to you. But the Grihastha life is very safe, but not very sure. Maybe we are very ready. We are ready to go back home, back to Godhead. But maybe the wife, maybe the children, they may be dragging us. Maybe you may put your plan for next 10 years. You don't need to go for vanaprastha. You don't need to go for sannyas. Another 10 years, if you can spend time with us in this way. It's very safe, but not very sure, due to their indulgence with so many other people around. But whatever the case is that, it's very important for a sannyasi especially to be very strictly following the order of the sannyas ashrama. It's not about anything to become fanatic or anything to become to please anybody here. We have not come here to make not making any enemies. We have not come here to make any friends. We have come here for only one reason, that is to Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jivare Swarupai, Krishna Re Nitya Das, Krishna Re Tatata Sakti, Beda Beda Prakash. Because we are eternal servant of Krishna, and because of too many other things are going on in our life, and we have forgotten that we are eternal servant of Krishna. So Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Chadiya Kabunaya Sravanari Chuda Chite Karaya Udhaya. So this hearing opportunity give us to revive our Krishna consciousness. That at least there is a great opportunity in our life to go back to Krishna. That's all. No other business here. We have not here to come. We have not come here to make friends. We have not come here to make enemies. We have not come here for any other business. We only come here for Krishna consciousness. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very strict about the importance of following this path of renunciation. Even Krishna in the 18th chapter, text 22, Yas Arjun Kasti Taksudha Parda Twaikagrina Chetasa Kasir Agyana Samoha Pranastase Dhananjaya. Arjun, did you hurt the conversation with your attentive mind? Now your ignorance and illusions are dispelled. And Arjun answered, Nasta Moha Smriti Labdha Twaprasara and Maya Ucheta. Sitosmi gadi sandeha karise vachanam thava. My dear Krishna, I have heard everything attentively with my mind. Now my ignorance and illusions are dispelled. I am ready to follow your instructions. So whatever a devotee doing in his life, maybe he may receive some criticism from the other people, but he knows that he has understood the message of Krishna. And everything he does only to carry out the instruction of Krishna, nothing else. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even though he was so merciful, but he wants to make sure that the devotees are following the path of religion according to the injunctions given in the sastras, not simply on the mental speculation. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was invited by Bhagavan Acharya to his house for lunch, and Bhagavan Acharya engaged Chota Haridas to go and collect some rice from some houses, especially where he sent him to the house of Madhavi Devi. She is a healthy woman. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recognized her to be the associate of Radharani. She is so advanced devotee. So Bhagavan Acharya sent Chota Haridas to the house of Madhava Devi to collect some rice. And he came back and gave him the quality rice, and Mahaprabhu came for a lunch into the house of Bhagavan Acharya. And Mahaprabhu, he really appreciated the cooking, the quality of the rice. Then Mahaprabhu left the house of Bhagavan Acharya. Then when he went back to his place, then he called Govindadas. He says that, Aji haite e mora. Aji haite e mora. Tahan arsana. चौथा हरिदास ए ईशान आसिते ना जीवा इसे दैट प्लीज टेल चौथा हरिदास not to follow me anymore. And they really do not know why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is rejecting Chota Haridas. Then again, Swarup Damodar Goswami went and inquired from Mahaprabhu, why you are rejecting Chota Haridas? And Mahaprabhu says, Vairagi Kare Prakriti Sambhasana Tahate Naparo Mora Tahan Navadana. He says those persons who are in the dress of Vairagi renunciates, and I can't tolerate to see them simply intimately talking with women. He says the senses are so powerful and strong. Even the wooden statue of a woman will attract the living entities. He says that one should not even sit alone with his mother, with his sister, or with his... The mother, the sister, another person is? Daughter. He says there are so many pasandis, there are so many cheaters here who are taking the dress code of a sannyasi, and they are like a monkey. Monkey, they live very simple. They don't have so much of expenses on their dress code. They're very simple. But even though they keep themselves very simple, but they are too busy into their sexual intercourse life. So all these so-called sannyasi who are like a monkey, not able to control their senses, are simply creating so much troublesome into the society. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction is there, therefore we have to understand that the brahmachari, the chaperon clothes, has to be quite strict and has to keep away from the association of the ladies. The sannyasis has to keep away from this thing, because this is the great instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we should not become very offended thinking that this brahmachari is not talking to me, the sannyasi is not talking to me, because we don't want to be rejected like Chota Haridas by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the time of Lord Ramachandra, those who have read Ramayana, and Lord Ram is very strict to follow all these injunctions. And whoever is situated in whatever ashram they are in, he wants them to make sure that you follow the procedure. Systems are given into your ashram. At one time at midnight, Lord Ram was taking rest in his palace. At that time, he heard a dog crying. And Lord Ram sent so many servants to go and see why the dog is crying. Lord Ram is so kind and merciful. Even he felt so much of pain to see the dog is crying. And today's world is so cruel. Even the human being are crying, nobody wants to bother about it. And finally, he sent Lakshman to go and see why the dog is crying. When Lakshman went and saw the dog, then the dog, the leg is injured. Somebody broke the leg of the dog. And Lakshman brought the dog to the palace, and he invited the dog to go into the palace of Ram, because Ram is very eager and he is not having any sleep, because he found that you are not happy, you are crying. So he said, come in. The dog says, we are dogs and we are not, you know, supposed to go into the house of anybody. So we remain outside. So when Lord Ram heard that dog is already in front of his palace, and he ran, came down, and he saw the dog is crying. One leg is injured. So he asked the dog, "Oh, who have injured your leg?" And the dog says, "There was a Brahmana. He is the one broke my leg." So somehow they found the Brahmana and brought it to Lord Ram. So Lord Ram asked him, "Why you broke the leg of the dog?" And the Brahmana says, "It's nothing else. When I was carrying some foodstuff for my family members, and the dog's been following at the back, and he was barking and following at the back. So playfully I took a stone and threw it on the leg of the dog, and it got injured." So Lord Ram says, "That is not very good of you to do these things. The dog has behaved according to its nature. When the dog sees food, definitely going to follow and barking or whatever you are telling. The dog has behaved according to its nature. But you are Brahmana, you should know what is your nature. Samodama tapa saucham santir arjavam evacha jnanam vijnanam astikyam brahma karma svabhavajam. You should be very peaceful. He should be self-control, and he should be austere, and he should be clean inside and outside, and he should be very tolerant, and he should be very simple, and he should have the knowledge inside you, and you also have the intelligence to apply that knowledge into your life. So that is your nature. Why you behave like dog?" Sauryam riti tejo dakshyam yudham chapi apalayanam danam iswaram bhavascha satrum karma svabhavajam. The satriya has got different nature: heroism, determination, generosity, leadership. They got a different nature. Rishi gorakshyam vanijyam vaishya karma svabhavajam paricharyatmikam karma sudrasyapi svabhavajam. The vaishya has got a different nature: farming, business, cow protection. The sudras has got a nature: simply labor and service to the others. In this way, he says, the Lord Ram says, everybody has got their own nature in their life, and they should be acting according to their own nature. If you are not qualified to take sannyas, you shouldn't take sannyas. If you are not qualified to get married, you shouldn't get married. According to the path of dharma, there are 20 principles has been said by Manu. Manu has given 20 principles of dharma: ahimsa, satyam, asteyam, brahmacharyam, samadriti, daya, midara, harjavam, saucham, ari, sandosam, danam, astikyam, siddhanta, sravanam, iswara, pujanam, mati, japa, tapa, vrata. He has given 20 principles on the path of religion. One of that is that mati, that means before you do anything in your life, at least you think for 10 times whether it can be committed or not. So if you are not able to be committed into your brahmachari or into the grihastha ashram, if you are thinking you are very strong with your mind, you are too independent and nobody can take away your freedom and independence, I don't become submissive to anybody, I don't give away to anybody's demand, I want to be my own, then you are not ready for grihastha ashram. Don't go in. After marriage, you cannot tell, "Oh, I cannot tolerate what my wife is talking. I cannot tolerate my child is crying." There are so much of demand is going to be there. See, dharma says, so you think 10 times before you do anything in your life. Once you are committed, gone in, But there is no U-turn here. So we may be wondering, because in our tradition, marriage means there is no divorce. Marriage means there is no divorce. Because we believe the marriage is kanya dana, giving charity of the daughter, the woman, into the hand of a man, to whom you give charity, to somebody, those who are useless, don't have anything, you give a charity to them. So they found the man is useless, so he has to be given a wife to take care of him. Kanya dana. So the dhanam, the charity, cannot be given too many times. So they wanted to make sure that once they're given, it sustains for the rest of their life. Ekame sam Vishnu tvan veto, dve vurje Vishnu tvan veto, trinivasaya Vishnu tvan veto, chadvari mayabhyo Vishnu tvan veto, panchapasubhyo Vishnu tvan veto. Beautifully, they're narrating when they're getting married, they're making seven steps, seven promises they're making. One of the promises is that he holds the feet of his wife. Then they call Govinda to come and help them. There should be sufficient food all the time in their house. So they said, Govinda, please come and help us. Come to my house. And they also say that there should be the health should be good all the time. They invite Govinda to come. And there is a lot of vrata to be followed. And they seek for the help of the Govinda. And they want to be happy all the time in their life. They seek for the help of Govinda. And there should be cows and wealth in their life. They seek for the help of Govinda. And there are six seasons here. They want the seasons to be more favorable into their life, to sustain their life. They help us, the help of Govinda. And Sapta Sabdabhyo, to follow the path of Dharma, which is so difficult to do. And they also seek for the help of Govinda. So after inviting Govinda into your marriage to be witness in that marriage, and now you cannot just simply withdraw like that. So in this way, but there is also emergency dharma. We are not that cruel. We are not like a Taliban. You know? Terrorists. You don't follow my way and you are killed. So Krishna is so kind and merciful. And you can break the vow if there is an emergency. That means if your family life becomes so hellish that you are not able to do something for Krishna, you are not able to practice Krishna consciousness, and all the time you are in a great anxiety, you do not know when your husband is going to murder you. So when we are in a great anxiety, because the very family life, married life is meant to help each other to progress in Krishna consciousness. So in this way, before we do anything in our life, we have to at least think for 10 times whether is it okay I go into this business. So in this way, Lord Ram told the Brahmana, the dog been following its nature, and you should have been followed your nature. At one time, Lord Ram was in the palace. And at that day, there was a beautiful bhajan group have come to the city of Ayodhya to sing bhajan. And all the servants from the palace, they went to the city to hear the bhajan of Lord Ram. And Lord Ram was alone in the palace. Sita was staying upstairs in the palace. And Lord Ram at that time, he was outside of the palace, just, you know, he was lying there and taking some rest. and night time nobody else there. So the girls in the city, all the young girls in the city, they heard that Lord Ram is staying alone and no servants around, no Sita around, and they found they've been waiting for this opportunity for a very long time to get some union with Lord Ram. They were so eager, they attracted so much with the beauty of Ram, with the quality of Ram. So they've been waiting this moment. So the moment they heard that all the servants from the palace, they already went to Ayodhya city to hear the bhajan of Lord Ram. And here Sita Devi is on the upstairs of the palace and Ram alone outside of the palace. See, all the girls, they put on a beautiful dress, all the ornaments, and they all came to see Lord Ram. And they met Lord Ram. They said, "My dear Ram, we have been waiting for this moment, for this opportunity for a long time, that you can be alone, we can come and see you. And even once we leave, we would like to have some union with you. We will be very satisfied with that." And Lord Ram says, "That is not possible." The moment they heard "not possible," they all fainted. And again, when they got up, they said, "My dear Ram, please help us." Ram says, "Eka patni vrata dharo, rajarishi charitam suchi, swayam griyam medinam siksayam som acharet." He said, "Eka patni vrata dharo, in this pastime, in this time, I only come to live only with one woman. So I'm not going to break my law. Eka patni, my vrata, my vow is only with one woman and nobody else." And they cried. They said, "Without you, we cannot live." Ram says, "I give you another option. One option, you want me to be in union with you for this one day. But I give you another option that you can be with me for hundreds of years. I will be coming back again as Krishna. At that time, you can be with me for hundreds of years. You want 100 years or you want this one moment?" So they said 100 years is better. So in this way, Lord Ram tricked them and then sent them off. Even though so much of opportunity is there for him to go into that kind of action, but he strictly followed the path of dharma. So in this way, we have to understand. It's very important for us to properly follow. And it's very easy to do, to overcome any kinds of troubles and difficulties in our path of Krishna consciousness simply by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just like Haridas Thakur, Ramachandra Kant, he has sent the lady prostitute to come and seduce Haridas. And she came and saw Haridas, young man, very attractive. She said that, "You are looking so attractive. I'm very impressed with you. I'm only seeking for union with you." And Haridas Thakur, being a devotee of the Lord, he told her, "Haridase kahe tama karimo angi kara sankhyana mohaile yavarnahaya amara." Haridas Thakur says, "Karimu hangikara, you also looking very attractive. You're not looking normal, you're looking very attractive. And I'm agreeable for your proposal. Sankhya nama pahile, but there's one problem here. I've not finished my chanting of my rounds. So let me finish my rounds." "Tava tumi vasi suna நாம சங்கீர்த்தன நாம சங்கியா ஐலே கரிமோனா துமராமனா ஹரிதாஸ் தாக்கூர் சேஸ் ஒன்ஸ் ஐ ஃபினிஷ் மை ரவுண்ட் then we can indulge into the action, feel that moment, please sit down. Savatumi vasisuna, please take your seat. And he was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And one day finished, and she was a little bit disappointed. And Haridas Thakur pacified her. He says, don't worry, tomorrow you come. And the next day she came. And Haridas Thakur told her the same thing. Savatume vasi suna nama sankirtana sankhya nama haile karimo ye tumara mana. Take a seat. When I finish my round and I can fulfill the interest of your mind. And she said again, second day. And Haridas Thakur, what was he? So he was doing only one thing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Any situation, when you find some difficulties in your life, you just have to think of this incident. Just have to think, oh, Haridas Thakur overcome all the trouble and difficulties at that moment only by simply chanting of the Hare Krishna. Eka, Ekale, Ishwara Krishna, Arasabha Pritya. There is only one master in this world, that is Krishna. Everybody else is a servant of this world. Eka Krishna Nama Sarva Papa Saya Navavida Purna Bhakti Nama Haiti Haya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Satyaraj Khan that the chanting of the holy name, even once, it will destroy all the karma of your life in the past. And Navavida Purna Bhakti Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam, all these Purna Bhakti, Navavida, nine type of, you know, bhakti services is already included, is in the chanting of the holy name. And simply keep chanting and keep chanting and keep chanting. So in this way, after the third day, she became a devotee. And Maya Devi, she saw that Haridas is so powerful. And she herself personally came there. And she came, Maya Devi and Haridas Thakur, she said, you look very attractive, I'm very impressed with you. I want to have a union with you. And Haridas Thakur told her, Sankhya nama sankirtana e maha yajyamane tahate diksati hame tahan vrthatane. And Haridas Thakur says, very nice that you have come, but e maha yajyamane, I got a great Mahayagya sacrifice is going on in my life. I've taken a vow to finish my rounds and I've not finished my round. And he told her the same thing. Savatumi vasisuna nama sankirtana. Please take your seat and let me finish my round. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So it's very wonderful for us to hear. By the simple process of chanting Hare Krishna, that we are able to overcome so kind of difficulties and problems in life. We should not take it very easy of this Maya business. When Prabhupada prayed at one time, the devotee asked him, Prabhupada, what you are praying? Prabhupada says, I pray to Radharani that I may not fall down. And the devotee says, Prabhupada, you are such a wonderful, topmost devotee of the Lord. How you can fall down? Prabhupada says, just listen. Krishna is standing on my right hand side. Maya is standing on my left hand side. And before coming to Krishna consciousness, I was always looking at Maya. And Maya been slapping me. I was so tired of the slap of Maya. And I turn away from Maya and this side Krishna is beautifully standing and smiling. Smeram bangitraya sache vinishtatam. Beautifully they are narrating. So when I looked at Krishna so happy and smiling, I was so attracted to Krishna. I was looking at him and he gave me all the comfort in life. And it doesn't mean that Maya has already gone away from my left hand side. She's always standing there. The moment I turn away from Krishna to this side and Maya is waiting to give me another slap. Maya jaksena prakriti suyate chacharatharam etunana kaunteya jagat vipari vartate. They are carrying the order of the Lord and they are always very actively involved. They are always waiting to do their job. And Krishna is always waiting to do his job. And if you turn this side, Krishna is there to give you comfort. You turn away from Krishna, this side, Maya is there to give you a slap. So all the time, both of them are there. So now which side you belong to, that is makes the difference in your life. So in this way, that we have come here for a very good cause, to make our life successful, and to also have a great impact in the life of other living entities. In this way, the whole world, Prabhupada says, will become the Vaikuntha atmosphere. There is no more troublesome, no more anxiety of anybody's life. The great opportunity has been given to us. But unfortunately, because coming into this material world means we are contaminated by four kinds of anarthas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur have explained this thing. He said there is an anartha called Swarup Brahma. Second is Asatrishni. The third is Aparadha. The fourth is Hridaya Daurbalyam. There are four kinds of anarthas there in the life of the living entities. Just simply coming to this material world, they are contaminated by these four kinds of anarthas. He says Swarup Brahma means that the living entities, by coming into this world, they forget about their real identity. And they also forget about the identity of the Lord. And they forget about the process of sadhana bhakti. And they also forget about Maya, how Maya can act on their life. They are not very conscious about Maya's work. This is a Swarup Brahma. Coming into this world, you forget about your own identity, forget about the identity of Lord Krishna, also forget about what is sadhana bhakti, and also so much busily be attracted into Maya. And he says, Asat Krishna, the second kind of anarthas, he says, is that, and we come into this world, always we are looking into the enjoyment of this material world, and beside that, and we also looking into the enjoyment in the heavenly planet, and we also attracted to the mystic powers, and we also attracted to the liberation. This another kind of anarthas has taken over the life of human being. And the third, he says that aparadha, that we go against Krishna, offend Krishna, offend the holy name of the Lord, offend the deity, and offend every living entity in this world. And finally, he says, Hridaya Daurbalya, another anarthas, unwanted elements in the heart is that we naturally coming to in this world, we naturally attracted to things which is not related to Krishna. And we are envious of other living entities, and we like so much of name and fame, and we have the propensity, the cheating propensity into our life. In this way, the living entities are taken over by the different kind of anarthas. That's what Vidura told in the Vidura told Dhritarashtra, naturally people in this world would like to dominate others. They like to dominate others. And he says that they will have uncontrolled senses. And simply they will be happy by material progress. Make money, make money, make money. Everybody says, no money, no honey. Make money. There are people in this world, they are thinking that money is everything. Wealth is everything. There are people in this world, they are thinking, no, 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 health is everything. There are some people are talking wealth is everything. There are some people are talking wealth is everything. There is another group coming in, they say, no, 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 wealth and health is everything. And Krishna says, your wealth is nothing, your health is nothing, your health and wealth is nothing. If you don't have a life force in your body, Atma is everything into your life. If there is no soul, no Atma, no life into your body, how you enjoy your wealth, how you enjoy your health, nothing is there. So more important, he says, Na jayate mriyate vakadachi nayam bhutva bhavita vanabhuya ajo nityam sasvato yampurano na hanyate hanyamane sariri. That is there in the chapter 2, text 20, that the sarira, the body will be destroyed, it will be taken away from you at any time. But the soul, for the soul, there is no beginning and end. Is always existing. Avanasi tu tadviddi yena sarvam idam tatam vinasam aprayasyasya nakarsham kartum arhasi. The soul always remain there. Antavantu imedohi nityayukta sarirana anasino premeyasyo tasmo yudhasya bharata. So only the body is always destroyed, not the soul. So people do not understand this subject matter, that without the soul, the life force, then there is no use of anything in our life. What is the use when everything is taken away from us and we simply have to cry and cry and cry? There was the father took the son to go and see the horse races. The horses are going into the race and there are so many horses are standing waiting to run. So the father took the son to go and see the horse race. So the son saw that, there are 40-50 horses are standing to run. So the son asked the father, my dear father, why these horses are standing here? So the father says, it's a horse race. They're going to run. And the son asked the father, what do they get when they run? And the father says, the horse coming, number one, get a great prize. So the son asked the father, what about the other horses not coming, number one? What do they get? Father said, they don't get anything. Then the son said, then why are they running? If they don't get anything. Dhanam cha bhaumam pasave cha goshal vaharanya dwaram sajanam stampame Deham chittam dharmam eka pugochara. And you accumulate so much of wealth and you go and park your wealth into the ANZ bank, into the Westpac bank, and your money is there, and then you leave your body, you die. Where is the money going to be? The money is going to be in a place where you parked. It's going to be in the Westpac or ANZ. The money will be there, but you won't be there. And wherever you tie your dog, you die, the dog will be there where you kept the dog, and you are not there. I said, your wife maybe can come up to the entrance door of your house, but she's not going to follow you to the graveyard. Maybe your children, your relative, your friend can come to the graveyard. And your own body is going to be burned into ashes. The very body you have been living for a long time is not going to follow with you. But what is going to go with you? Eko dharma igochara. The dharma, the follow the order you have carried out. Whatever been told by Krishna, you have followed in your life. And that will come all along with your life. They will be guiding you for the next destination. So dharma is the only principle are going to follow in your life. And why you are not giving that kind of importance into the path of dharma, which is only thing going to follow in your life. There was a priest in the Christian church. He was collecting donations to put up a fencing for the graveyard. So he was very busily going around and asking donation from his congregation members. So many of them are very poor. They gave him some donation, but that money is not enough to make a fencing for the Christian graveyard. So he knows there's one member of his church who is very rich. He alone can build the fencing for the graveyard. So he went and asked him, "My dear brother, and I know that you are very rich, and you alone can build the fencing for our graveyard. Why are you not even giving a single cent for this project?" So the rich man asked him, "My dear father, please let me clarify these things to you." He says, "Why you are taking donation?" The priest says that, you know, to make a fencing for our graveyard, Christian graveyard. So then the rich man said, "Can I ask you one question?" "What is that?" "Is there anybody living in the graveyard going to run out from there?" "Is there anybody from inside graveyard are going to run out from there?" The father says, "No." "And I ask you another question. Is there anybody from outside who would like to come in here?" He said, "No." "So why you want fencing?" Kevayam nama rupabhyam yadubi saha pandava bhavato darshanam yarhi risike sumivesato. Kundi Devi beautifully, she said, "Without you, my dear Krishna, everything is null and void. Nothing is there in this world if you leave us and go. Just like the soul is in the body, the moment the soul is in the body, we are able to enjoy everything. The moment the soul leaves the body, whatever opulences we have got with us, we cannot enjoy. So the moment you leave us and go, everything here becomes nothing to us." Beautifully she said, "Toyi me nanya visaya matir paru pate sakre rate mudva adadara gange vaugam udanvati." Just like the Ganges river flowing into the ocean without any hindrance. Similarly, let my attraction only drawn unto your lotus feet and nothing else. That does not mean that you have to give up your family, you have to give up your wealth, you have to give up your job. It doesn't mean that you have to give up all these things in order to become Krishna conscious. You have to understand Krishna has given you all those things. He is giving you the facility. He is giving you all this facility, house, the home, the children, the wife and family, every facility Krishna has given you just for one reason, that use this facility and revive your Krishna consciousness and come back to me. Somebody are there without any facility. Which one is the best? The one with the facility to practice Krishna consciousness or the one without any facility? Definitely the one with the facility. So you have to be positively think that Krishna has given you. So in this way that Krishna consciousness is very simple and very nice. We just have to simply follow the process very nicely. Just like last night I was telling to the youth group, there was a monkey, the junior monkey, and all the time he has to go and look for a fruit to eat. So after some time the junior monkey thought, it's so troublesome to go all the time to look for these fruits. So he went and met the senior monkey, asked for some advice. "I'm getting tired of going around to look for these fruits. What I should do?" So the senior monkey says, "Why not you plant your own tree? When it grows, then you know, there'll be fruit. So you don't need to go around and look for a fruit." So he took the seed and then, you know, he put into the soil and then he was waiting. Then nothing is growing. So he went to the senior monkey. "I followed your advice. I already planted the seed there, but nothing is growing." And the senior monkey says, "Maybe you're not putting any water there." And the monkey says, junior monkey, "No, no, no. Every day I pour so much water." And the senior says, "Maybe you're pouring more water, too much water." Then the junior says, "No, no, 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 no. I just simply follow the process." And the senior monkey says, "Maybe I think the seed there is already rotten. No use anymore." And the junior monkey says, "No, no, 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 that's not true." And the senior monkey says, how do you know that the seed is not rotten? Not, no, it's gone. And the junior monkey says, because every day I take out and see. There is process to follow. Balam balavatam chaham kamaraga vivarjita dharmo virodha bhuteso kamosmi bharatar sabha. Krishna doesn't against our wealth. He doesn't against our family life. He doesn't against our job. He nothing against. He has given us for our own pleasure in this world. But only thing he is not happy is against him. Dharma virodha, going against the path of dharma. This is what Krishna says not very good for any of these people. So with this thing here, we take this opportunity. Please understand. Take care of yourself. Enjoy your life. You do everything you wanted to do, but never forget Krishna. Never go away from the path of dharma. And that will be a greatest help in your life when we leave the body. With this thing, I take the opportunity to thank all of you for coming for today's program. And I'll just stop here. And you've got 5 minutes to ask any question or any doubts if you have got. Yeah, Prabhu.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Yeah.
Maharaj, you referred to the pastime of Chota Pizza's Thakur. So it's quite humbling because, you know, city life, work life, surrounded by all sorts of people, all these thoughts, you know, not very noble thoughts appear in the mind all the time.
I got the same problem. Okay. by gradual practice of Krishna consciousness. Just by, you know, vyavista yadmika buddhi ekaha kuranandana bahusika yananda cha buddhiyo vyavasayana. When your buddhi intelligence is focused again, wherever the mind is wandering, yato yato nishalati manam chanchalama, the very nature of the mind is there to wander around, to go and visit all your neighbors and friends. And, you know, and Arjuna was telling, I think, you know, I can control the wind. But I don't think so I will be able to do. And Krishna gave a very important information to Arjuna. Sarva bhutam sam atmanam sarva bhutani chatmani iksate yoga yuktatma sarvatra samadarsina. He says samadarsina, equally you see everything in this world. He says, when you see me, you see everybody else inside me. When you see others, you see me inside them, everywhere. You know, when you see your boss in your office, you see Krishna inside him. When you see your wife in the house, you see Krishna inside her. When you see your dollar, money, you see Krishna inside. So in this way, samadarsina, always seeing Krishna, that will purify our thoughts and our intelligence. It's not very difficult to do. It is possible to do. No. Provided that constantly we are working on this thing. For many, many lifetimes, you have let your friend mind to be freely move around. So only this time coming to Melbourne, you thought, I must correct my friend, put him under my order. So the friend says, too long, I've been your master. What you're trying to tell me? Let me guide you more. So you need the help of Krishna. It is possible. Many have done before. You know, it is possible. I've been telling last night, when I joined the Hare Krishna movement, my father, my parents never believed that I become a brahmachari. They all the time had my elder brother. He was very pious and he don't want to get married. At the age of 33, the family, the parents been forcing him, he should get married. So my father was very worried that my brother may go and join some temples. You know. And my father never thought that I'm going to do this thing, because I've been, you know, jovial, going around playing football with the friends. I was one of the naughtiest son in the family. You know. And finally somehow they got my brother married. And they saw me that I went and joined the temple to become brahmachari. So my father told me, all the time I've been focusing into your brother. I thought he's going to become a monk. I never thought you were going to do that. So I said, that is the power of Krishna consciousness. When, before my mother left the body, she was initiated too, and went to see her. She said, of all the children in the family, you are the best. You know. Why? She said that all these years you've been corresponding with me. Whenever you call me or whenever you come to see me, you are very happy, you bring some prasadam for me, and you are sitting beside me, and you're asking, Mother, are you okay? Are you chanting? Are you reading? Never once you have told me about your problem. I never found that you had any problem. You never once told me any problem. But look at your brothers and sisters. Whenever they call me, all the time they're only complaining and complaining and complaining. You know? And anyway, stop here. I'm here for a few more days. I don't want to be thrown out from here because, you know, I'm taking more time here. But Krishna consciousness is very wonderful. Very wonderful. You know, you are properly following and you're very simple. You're not the doer. Krishna is not expecting anything great from you. He just wants you, that's all. Just like the parents. They don't look some speciality in the children. But they like to be with the children. Even the son is a useless fellow. If he's a drug addict. But still the parents want them to stay with them. You know? The same way, even you're a very useless devotee, but Krishna likes you to stay with you, with him. There's a parent. Their son, one son is good, another son is bad fellow. But both of them, they are feeding them, giving them the food, giving them the shelter. You know? Even though they're not very happy with the bad son, but still, their heart and soul is there for him. And they're happy he's not run away from the house, he's staying with us. And there are all the opportunity there that we can correct him and put him in the right path. And they're giving you food. Even they don't like you, they give you food. Isn't it? So Krishna also same. So even you are not a very good devotee, but you stay with him, stay in the organization all the time. And you have to understand, this ISKCON is not an ordinary organization. And you're not an ordinary person yet. You are selected to be in this great movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because this movement is coming from Krishna himself. Krishna spoke to Brahma, Brahma to Narada, Narada to Vyasa, to Madhvacharya, to Padmanabha, to Narahari, to Madhava, to Akshobhaya, to Jayatirtha, to Jnanasindhu, to Jayasiddhi, and to Vidyanidhi, and to Srijendra, to Jayadharma, to Purushottama, to Brahmanya Tirtha, to Vyasa Tirtha, and Vyasa Tirtha spoke to Lakshmipadi, Lakshmipadi spoke to Madhavendra Puri, Madhavendra Puri spoke to Iswara Puri, Iswara Puri spoke to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa, Rupa to Raghunath, Raghunath to Krishnadas Kaviraj, Krishnadas Kaviraj to Narottam, to Vishwanath Chakravarti, to Baladev Vidyabhushana, Jagannathas Babaji to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur to Gaur Kishordas Babaji, Gaur Kishordas Babaji to Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada has spoken this message to all the present acharyas and gurus of ISKCON movement, and they have connected you into the parampara, evam parampara praptam imam rajarishya vidho sakalena mahato yoga nasta parantapa. You are into the great parampara. Nothing else. Give a big hand for Prabhupada for giving us this great opportunity. Why you are here? Krishna ji, sa evaya maya tejya yoga prakta puraktana bhaktosi me saka cheti rahasyam e tadbuttavam. Krishna, today I have selected you to speak the same secret. Why? Because you are my friend and you are not envious of me. So all of you are friend of Krishna and you are not envious. And how you can go wrong in your life, how you can suffer in your life. You know, Krishna went to see the Pandavas in the Kandava Pratistha. The Duryodhana gang gave him the Gandhava Prastha, most useless place, nothing is there. And Krishna was in Dwarka thinking, my devotees are in the Gandhava Prastha, nothing is there. And Krishna took a trip to from Dwarka, he went to the Gandhava Prastha. Later he became Indra Prastha. When he reached after a few days, and Kunti Devi saw that Krishna is personally taking the trouble to come and see my family, she ran and she saw Krishna. She started to cry and Krishna touched the feet of Kunti and he said, "Atte, auntie, are you fine? Are you okay? Are you fine?" And Kunti Devi says, "The moment you think somebody is, you know, welfare, the moment you ask, how are you? And their welfare is taken care of, my dear Krishna." And Krishna went to see the Pandava. Now they were in the forest. And Krishna was very angry that Duryodhana gang, the Kauravas, have done very wrong things to this family. And Krishna wanted to go and kill the Duryodhana, and Arjun pacified Krishna. At that moment, Krishna told Arjun, "My dear Arjun, there is no difference between you and me. Whoever insulting you, they're insulting me. Whoever insulting me, they're insulting you. There is no difference between you and me because our mission is the same. I come here to establish Dharma. You have come to the forest to establish Dharma. And your goal is Dharma. My goal is Dharma. That's what, there is no difference between you and me." So the moment you seek and stay in the path of Dharma of Krishna consciousness, in this wonderful movement is called, then you will see, totally you will be benefited by every single moment. Don't worry about other things. That one Maya trying to trick you, nothing else. Like advertisement in the TV. Maya is like advertisement, nothing else. The movie is going on. In between the advertisement coming in, little bit diverting from the movie. So your movie is Krishna consciousness. And little bit Maya coming. "Oh, you know, this is no good fellow, you know. He's touching me in the temple, giving me too much of service, and he's bullying me." This is all advertisement, like advertisement coming. But you must be interested into the total movie of Krishna consciousness. Okay, we'll stop here because we're getting late. And thank you so much for being here today. I appreciate your presence here. And definitely you'll have all the blessing from Krishna. And take care yourself, have a happy family life. And don't forget Krishna in your life. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaura Pramanande.